Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. Dan is in Ann Arbor. He's on 97.1. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, listen, you heard it here first. The Pistons might go to the playoffs. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, listen, I have been known, anyone knows me knows, I overblow everything. And as soon as I got him, I like, they're going to win two or three rounds in the playoffs. Is it crazy to think that they might get out of the first round if they make it?
I don't think it's crazy. I guess you'd have to, okay, if they're the 8 seed, is it crazy to think they make it out of the first round? I think it's a little crazy to think they'd be able to beat Boston.
Right. Well, they can't be number 8. They got to be like.
Right. You know, that's the point. Six. They got to be, and 5, 6, and 7 are all so close to each other that it would obviously behoove you to be 5 as opposed to 7. Well,
I got to tell you one thing. The great debate that we can talk about in the months leading up to the playoffs is, and we'll probably have a better idea by the time the playoffs get here, is simply put, can the Blake Griffin-led Pistons beat the Cavs in a playoff series? Cavs are a mess right now. They're the 3 seed. If they continue as a mess, they may drop. But it makes it right now, I think the Cavs are vulnerable. I mean, they clearly are. So do you get up to the 6 seed and think you have a chance? I'm looking at, okay, what's going to happen with Washington without John Wall? I think the Pistons can easily pass the Sixers. And then it's, can they climb over one more team and get into that 6 seed?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like a lot of the teams ahead of them are pretty vulnerable. They all have their issues. I mean, yeah, Kevin Love went out of that game, and yeah, the Cavs are a little bit of a mess, but the Pistons were playing without Tobias Harris. I mean, there's a gaping scoring hole, and they still managed to come out and win. Things are looking up. I'm really hoping so. You guys have a great day.
Take care. 248-539-9797. So, Gator, near the end of the game, I wander up into the stands, and I'm watching the end of the game from the stands. And I hear one fan say to another, among some other interesting things, but probably the most telling was, guy turns, and they obviously go to a lot of games. He turns and says, I can't remember the last time we stayed till the end of the game.
Yeah.
And that was just, I mean, just an observation from one fan to his buddy. And that made me look around and go, you know what? The crowd has kind of stuck this one out. It helped that it was close. And it's not like they were playing a great team. So this win doesn't signify, oh, they're on their way. But as Blake Griffin said after the game, they ran 4 plays.
Well, in full disclosure, you know, Kang and I went down there together, and we were sitting on opposite ends of the arena, and said that, all right, look, maybe meet at the end of the third quarter. We'll meet down in the media room, and we'll head out. And we're getting halfway through the third quarter, and I realized, you know what, I kind of want to watch more. Yeah. I want to see more Blake. So text it back. Hey, maybe 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll meet down there. And then as we get to the 7-minute mark, it's a game. And I'm like, this is actually going to be a game. Let's just meet after the game. We'll watch the whole game.
Yep.
And it was worth watching. It really was. And I know people are going to say, whatever, Indiana, or they beat Memphis and Memphis sucks. And okay, fine. But, you know, those same people will say that Indiana's a good basketball team and the Pacers pushed them. They beat them by 4 points the night before. So the Pistons put forth an equal effort. Memphis is they're a scrappier team. Pistons are a better team. They got the win. But to get the win with a guy on your roster who's been there for all of 10 minutes for a shoot around, I guess I'm impressed with the way that he came in and he just commanded respect. I mean, they had clear outs for him. And he would take it to the rack, and he got the calls, and that's something we haven't seen in forever. I mean, Rip Hamilton went to the free throw line a lot, but I don't know if he got star treatment. And when Grant Hill was here, though Grant Hill, a star, I don't think Grant Hill really got star treatment. Blake Griffin got star treatment.
Yes, he did.
And we haven't seen that in forever as a Piston, and it's exciting. He's an exciting player to watch. And I think that the team plays for him. I think he's going to make his teammates better. And I think he's, he doesn't strike me as one of these ego-driven basketball players. And it's probably because he grew up as a coach's son and always knew about the team and playing team basketball.
248-539-9797. Kang, what did you hear
well,
on the stands?
You're right about the excitement, guys, that was at LCA last night. I mean, people, there was a buzz in the air finally. You felt, you know, the fans were really into it from the beginning. And from the beginning, I mean, as soon as Blake Griffin touched the ball, fans behind me were going, dunk it! Dunk it! I'm like, all right, cool. They're into it. They're into it. Then Blake Griffin would be bringing up the ball up the court. Dunk it! Dunk it, Blake! I'm like, all right, all right. Then Blake would be inbounding the ball. Blake, dunk the ball! Dunk it! I'm like, okay. Blake's on defense. Hey, Blake, when you gonna dunk it? And I'm thinking, okay, this is getting a bit out of control. Blake would be on the bench. Blake, dunk the ball, man! Just dunk it! Now I'm thinking, this is getting out of control. Yes. And then by the time Blake was shooting a free throw, Blake, just dunk it from there! Just dunk the ball, man! I mean, this turned into shoot the puck guy.
Shoot the puck guy.
It is shoot the puck guy.
But now Blake Griffin is, just dunk the ball! Dunk it!
He would have, the house would have come down if he
dude,
if he
they
had.
Were waiting. They wanted so it much. So bad.
And he had one play where he was close. He was on the baseline. Dunk. He made a move, and I'm like, he's got this. Oh, and he just kind of like, I don't know if he stumbled or just didn't get enough height or whatever it was, and at the end it just finger roll. Damn it.
Oh, they wanted to see him dunk so bad. It was hilarious, man. I'm telling you. So that was the new shoot the puck guy, and I thought that was great. But like I said, the excitement was there. They wanted to get on their feet. They wanted a reason to cheer. And even when Andre dunked the ball late in the game, that place went nuts. And it wasn't close to being full, but I couldn't imagine if it was a sellout crowd how loud it would have been.
248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Keith in Southfield, you're next. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
What's up?
Wonderful addition to the Pistons. But you know what I wonder that could – derail it all is Andre and Reggie. And I only say that is because I don't know if their maturity level, it's not the same as Blake's. I watched the interview Blake was doing afterwards with one of the guys, and all of a sudden Reggie and Andre came up and shot water all over him, and you can hear him say, okay, guys, like, that's enough. Will, are they ready to take the next step? Are they ready? See, that's the problem. And so Andre kind of concerns me because he pouts sometimes, and he's not the big guy on the block anymore.
I don't think he wants to be. Honestly, you know, watching is a lot of the footage in the locker room afterwards and seeing the demeanor on the court in between, you know, during stoppages of play when they're at the commercial breaks, we're at the games, we're able to see it. I think he loves it. I think Andre loves playing with Blake Griffin. Andre Drummond took 15 shots last night. Blake Griffin took 12. You know, I don't think Blake Griffin has any problem giving the ball up to Dre. And as they get used to each other, it's going to be a pretty good combination up front. They'll play with each other because Blake, you know, you can have Reggie Jackson driving to the lane and throwing up this lob pass to Andre Drummond, or you can have a guy who's 6'10" and do it. You know, they're both going to do it. They're going to get each other involved. I'm more concerned about Reggie Jackson and how the team looks when he comes back than I am about the future of playing with the two big men.
Well, I think Andre, you know, he had his numbers last night. It wasn't that. I think my biggest concern is, like I said, the maturity level of Andre and Reggie Jackson. I mean, you can see, I watch not a lot of NBA, but I watch enough. I don't see guys play around as much as these two guys, okay? And I think somewhere along the line, either someone's got to tell them, hey, look, guys, this is serious now. We're trying to accomplish something. All the, you know, celebrating, sliding on the floor, shooting water on each other, that went out in AAU.
Well, but that's something that's actually going on right now. It's the new hotness in the NBA is having guys do interviews and getting showered with the water. We've seen that several times this week, if you're watching highlights of SportsCenter or whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.